at my church, I went in to do some sound system work because we had a hum in the system, and it ended up we had a whole network problem.
Ethernet.
Yeah, that wasn't... there was some devices that were not connecting properly, and then when we tried to get into the system settings of the router, we were locked out. So there was something on the factory end of the router that, because it had been so long since it logged in, it was no longer loading the admin page. So we had to factory reset.
Do you think someone might have compromised it by any chance?
I don't think it was a compromisation. But we have had a lot of technological additions to the network over the last year. And nobody's gone in to do maintenance just to clean everything up. And so I think it just kind of bogged things down.
Now, is this consumer gear or professional?
No, it's all consumer gear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so just, you
may
know,
have to
church
try
network,
turning it off and on again once in a while.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's one of those things where somebody else comes along and they've got a bright idea of how they want to make things better, and then becomes patchwork. And so when we went to try and fix the settings in the back end, nothing was working. So we had to factory reset everything. So we're talking IP phones, computers, debit machine, all that.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was a busy, long day.
Yeah, I bet.
So did that networking issue, did it have impact on the hum that you were receiving? Or is this just unrelated and you have
No, just totally unrelated. I came in to take care of the hum.
Okay.
We had
and it's like,
sound
oh, by
cables
the way,
that
we
were...
Also, not that I've ever been there where, I needed to check one thing by the way, this, and this are broken.
It was
totally
a fluke. Like, I came in to deal with this hum where we had electrical lines that were running up against the sound cables, and I just wanted to separate them under the soundstage. And so then, because of our debit machine, they were doing a security check, and it was failing because of a port in the network.
Right.
So they're like, oh, you know, you got to deal with this port. So I went to log in to fix the port, and I couldn't get in.
For diagnosis.
Absolutely. Yeah. So then when I couldn't get in, I'm like, why can't I get in? What's going on? And so I finally found a back end to get into the one router, and it only gave me access to half the network, and some of the stuff that was not connected, it was saying it was live connected. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And so we finally, after about 6 hours, got it all figured out, and resolved, and now everything's running lickety-split.
Nice. And you talk about factory resetting the device to bring it back to settings that allow you to connect in and change things. Why are you laughing?
Well, I'm laughing because doing that with some things actually makes it worse.
How do you know so much about factory resetting? Sasha gave me a call. No, it was a text message on
Sunday
warning me that there was a problem on the network.
Oh.
That there was a potential problem.
So be ready for it.
Yeah. Okay, so...
What was it, 5:30 the next morning? Oh, it's still a problem.
Oh, guess what? It didn't go away on its own.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I thought could be a possibility. So I do reminder calls for patients that have appointments on Monday, on Sunday, because I live closest.
Okay, so you
stopped
into the office.
I stopped in, but Dave and I were like on our way through. Like, it was stop for the calls and go, because I had a crazy amount of homework, which is another story. but I got to work and the internet was down, and I thought to myself, oh, probably just the internet's down. Like, it'll probably just be fine.
Sure, yeah.
Right? So I unplugged the, what's that called? Is it a modem? Mm-hmm. I unplugged the modem and then I plugged it back in and the internet was still down. This is where the truth comes out for what I did. Although I feel
and
like
then
you
what
know.
Did you do? I know someone did. I don't know who.
Yeah, you do.
Do I? All right, what did you do?
I just did what I do at home.
You pushed all the buttons?
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
No.
No, not all the buttons.
Hold on.
Okay.
Are we talking
not
about
all
that
the buttons.
Big network in the back that I helped you set up?
No.
This is the
So
Rogers Communications, the coaxial cable internet.
Yeah.
Has a Hytron modem.
Okay.
That Hytron modem is obviously in a business network. It's bridged.
Right.
So that it goes into a DHCP server, and that provides all the IP address.
Okay. I would like to, in my defense, I wasn't the first one to touch it, because when I went in to look at it, it was upside down on the shelf.
Okay.
So somebody else touched it, but I also did touch it.
The ghosts of Christmas past.
No, somebody else touched it too. So, but then I took my pen, and I just put it in the little hole, the reset hole.
Oh my gosh, Sasha, it was you!
You did.
It was you.
Not.
Okay, so on devices where you see the button that says reset, that is not the button that reboots.
No, it's not.
So, Jeff, when you did a factory reset on your devices, you knew that you were doing a factory reset, and you knew
yes.
how to then bring it back up to...
Yes.
So what happens in a case like that, Sasha?
Oh, no.
And for those of you
who we need to save it life for Robbie.
So, the modem...
Yeah.
When it comes from the internet service provider,
mm-hmm.
is built for home. So you can plug all your computers into it, and it gives them an IP address, and it gives them access to the internet.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But it's insecure in that your computers are now connected directly to the internet. So how do you know that there is a proper firewall that's blocking certain ports? How do you know that someone's not trying to whack away at your remote desktop?
Right.
So that if they finally guess your password, all of a sudden they install ransomware and encrypt all your files.
Right.
So when a professional network is set up, the modem gets bridged, which is essentially saying, okay, it allows internet connectivity to one device, but the DHCP server, which it allows things to get IP addresses, is turned off,
mm-hmm.
and the modem acts like a dumb device. It is then connected to a proper commercial firewall.
Yep.
And that firewall controls what ports are allowed to be used, what devices can be connected by MAC address, what IP addresses are allowed to remotely connect into the network. So when you factory reset that modem, you re-enabled all the home features of the device. So now,
at home, that's why it works fine.
Sure, because you don't have a commercial routing system, right? So now what you have is you've got your commercial stuff that has DHCP servers and firewalls and everything else still active, but you've just activated a second DHCP server on that same network. So now you have IP address conflicts. So every time you turn on a computer, it doesn't know, where am I supposed to get the IP address from? There are two servers sending out IP addresses. So now things lose communication, and they can't connect. You can't get onto the internet because your in-house firewall can't get the connection because it's all messed up, right?
Right.
All the bridge is gone.
Because the bridge is gone. In a little...
Well, nothing else was working.
But we say that so that you can understand what the difference is between a reboot and a reset. So a reset puts everything back to the manufacturer defaults.
And that's not what I wanted to do.
No.
Not at all.
No.
That wasn't my intention. My actions and my intentions were totally different.
So unfortunately, that can cause a lot of problems on a network.
Right.
If you don't reboot things like your server, for example.
I did sense that from your face that day.
Yeah.
I'll admit this.
She didn't
live.
She didn't admit.
So that I'm not in as much trouble.
I know
trouble.
Robbie doesn't get angry when he's on the air, when people are watching him.
I can just about picture what your face was like when you saw it. I'm just picturing like the, no.
We'll see.
Sasha, no.
From an IT perspective, I had to come in. And I had to diagnose and figure out on an active network that, oh my gosh, the bridge is gone.
Right.
We have two active DHCP servers, and the bridge is down.
Now, was that an initial thought for you? Because you left it last time.
Would ever reset the modem?
Right. Okay. So your brain doesn't naturally go there.
Right. How long did it take me to fix it, Sasha? Diagnose it and fix it.
18 minutes.
You timed it?
Well, I knew when your appointment was.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. But you were down for 2 days, basically. Because it was when I came in that I fixed it. So.
Yeah.
So watch out for that button. You watch out for that button.
The button is actually,
what it does.
Yeah, so I won't do that. So, but unplugging it and plugging it back in is a safe way.
That's a reboot.
And that's fine.
So that if...
That I will do in future.
And so in this case, maybe Rogers was down for a bit. Maybe they were doing construction in the area or installing it in the neighbor's unit, and they had to disconnect yours for a moment to connect everything together. Who knows, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So whether you would have needed to restart the modem or not is hard to know.
So
we'll never know. We will never know.
When you boil it down, basically what happened is Sasha's bread wasn't toasted enough, so she brought out a flamethrower to fix it.
It was unintentional.
No, it just suddenly caught on fire.
Overkill on the solution. Just wait for the internet to come up. I'm just going to reset the system.
Boop. Next time, call your toaster manufacturer and ask them, is this what I'm supposed to do?
Oh.
Yeah.